Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, how is your dog like your teenager? I got some research here. Dogs go through a moody teenage phase just like your teenager does.
So you asked how our dog is like our teenager, not how he likes our teenager.
Yeah, how is your dog like your teenager?
Okay, because I was going to say my dog likes our teenagers fine, although my daughter annoys them sometimes. But yeah. So the dog acts like a teenager?
If you just got a new puppy, don't be surprised when they start, start needing to have those teenage little phases that you go through, leaving their toys all over the place. teenagers, they leave their clothes all over the place. I'm like, can you pick up your socks? How many times do you have to go behind your teenagers?
See, I've always heard dogs get to be about a three-year-old mentality, which is exactly what my dogs are like. They're like the little kids when they got their toddler room and they got all their toys in it and they leave them laying everywhere.
I don't know. I think Coda was definitely a teenager because I would try and snuggle with him and he'd go and roll his eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh.
Teenagers don't want hugs at all. I don't know what happens. Like, there's a certain age where it's like, don't hug me, Daddy.
Yes, let me love you.
Yeah. And they say it hits when they're approximately 8 months old. So those little puppies, because in dog years, it's like 1 year, 7 years to them, or what is it? Is that what it is?
It wouldn't make sense for this because they'd have to be at least 2 years old to be a teenager. They'd have to be two to be 14.
They say, though, it's the way they have done the research. And the researcher says most owners report that previously learned commands are forgotten around that dog age. Their dogs become very impulsive and easily distracted, and their behavior becomes a bit more erratic around that age.
I don't remember that particular thing. I mean, they seemed like they were just a puppy for like 2 or 3 years.
Then they started
to become more of an average, normal dog.
So you're saying they go through the teenage phase about 3 years.
I would say more like 2 years, but I don't even know if I ever saw a teenage phase out of your dog. Dogs are just so much better than teenagers.
Well, when puppies, though, they're gnawing on things, they're destroying furniture, they're making a mess.
They got new teeth coming in, and they're trying to chew on them.
Okay, but your baby's not chewing on your furniture.
Yeah,
and
your
stuff.
Baby is chewing. They got pacifiers, and they chew on anything.
Yeah, when they're teething, they chew on everything just like a puppy.
Which one's easiest to train, your dog or your baby?
Probably the dog.
Well, yeah.
Because Daisy, she tried to chew on a piece of furniture one time.
Yeah.
And I trained her not to.
But you caught her in the act?
Caught her in the act.
See, I caught my dog in the act. Dermot, it was perfect. But if I hadn't caught him in the act, I don't think he would have learned what he got in trouble for.
True.
But I managed to catch him as he was chewing on it, swatted him on his backside, and he didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I tried to train my kids to go outside, too.
Just like Daddy does.
Bring your scooping bag.
Yeah.
Scooping bag.
Walking the kid around the block. He stops at a mailbox and just stands there for a second.
Come on, bud. Just go potty.
But, okay. that's what they're saying as far as the teenage phase. I know it doesn't line up according to what Tom said.
I just didn't see it.
Approximately 8 months old is when they become a teenager, your dogs, and they say it won't last. It should mature out of that pretty quickly to actually be not chewing on your furniture, not misbehaving, and not, you know, staying out after curfew and stuff like that.
I know 3 and 4 year old dogs that still act like a baby.
Yeah, but some of them do. Yeah,
yeah. I
rambunctious.
Say the puppy years don't necessarily go away for 3 years easily.
That's reflective of their parents, though. The parents have not trained them correctly.
I'm not gonna say a word because they're listening.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Go ahead and get your fist out. You're going to need it.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm going to give you 10 random facts that are going to make you yawn. So you'll need to be able to hold that fist up there to yawn a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But don't get me wrong. They're not going to make you yawn because they're boring. They're going to make you yawn because we're going to be talking about yawning and you're going to end up doing it.
Now, earlier you warned us, or a few days ago, you warned us that yawning could kill us.
That's true.
Damaging to our bodies.
Break her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's in here. That's one of the 10 random facts that are going to be interesting. First of all, start with the one that's going to affect you the most. Yawning is, in fact, contagious.
Yeah.
Seeing someone yawn, hearing someone yawn, or even reading or hearing about yawning can make you yawn. How many of you right now want to yawn? Because I want to.
I'm fighting it.
Exactly.
I want to see who's first, actually.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. Yawning can be good for you.
I love it.
Scientists have tried to figure out why we yawn, and one of the things they think is a factor is it helps cool down our brains.
I thought also we need to take a breath, because a lot of times you're sitting around, you can't remember the last time you breathed. You've been breathing. But you take a deep breath.
That's not a yawn, though.
Stop
it. You are. You're sucking in. Like, you would argue with a porcupine.
Yawning is not a deep breath.
Yawn right now. Try to do a fake yawn.
Stop making eye contact with me when you do it, because you're trying to break me, and I'm not going to break.
Okay, fetuses yawn in the womb, rather, starting at about 11 weeks. I did not know that. I know whenever we were having our son that we would have the, what are those called?
MRI? Ultrasound.
Ultrasound, yes. And, you know, you would see him sucking his thumb and stuff.
Oh.
But I never saw him yawn. I didn't know they yawned that early. That is interesting.
I love that they're already bored. They're like, can we just hurry this up, please?
I think he's just tired.
Just wait until they become teenagers. Then you'll hear it all the time. I'm bored.
All right. The average yawn lasts for about 6 seconds. That's longer than I would have guessed, but not totally off the hook there. Chimpanzees, dogs, and even parakeets yawn, and it can spread between species. So if you see a dog yawn, it'll still make you yawn.
It's funny, though, to see them yawn. When your dog yawns, out of nowhere.
And yawning is not just about being tired. It can be triggered by anxiety, boredom, or hunger even. I did not know that. I figured it was boredom or tiredness.
I want to know how many people listening right now are yawning.
I know, right? All of us are fighting it. It's all we've got right now. They say that people with higher empathy are more likely to catch a yawn from someone else.
So you're not going to yawn.
I'm not likely to yawn. No. Professional athletes sometimes yawn before big events, not from fatigue, but to regulate their focus. That's weird to me. So I don't know why that would happen.
That's a fake yawn they're doing just to get
I don't think it's
up?
Fake. I just don't think it's because they're tired. It's because of this other thing is triggering it.
But if they're doing it, okay. It just seems like it's part of their routine, like their stretches. Like, okay, I got my stretches in. Now I'm going to yawn. 10 times. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Back and forth.
Some medical conditions like multiple sclerosis and migraines can also cause yawning.
Oh, my God. Great. Next time I yawn, I'm going to be like, great, I have MS. Yeah.
Am I tired, or is it this rare disease? Probably the rare disease. And they say there is no proven way to stop a yawn once it starts.
Same thing with a sneeze.
Mm-hmm. Well, sneezes are much quicker.
I scare, like, my mom to death sometimes. It's like I got to try to warn her if I'm about to sneeze.
I'm a loud sneezer.
She will jump like she's shot. And I'm like, I cannot stop the sneeze once it starts. Same thing with the yawn, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But the yawn won't scare you as much.
The yawn seems like you could stop it. I feel like if I started a yawn, I could stop it.
You just keep her lips closed. Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting to test to see if you could start it.
Stop it.
Nobody's yawning.
I stopped
yet.
That one. I don't know what a point they mean you can't stop it from.
See, that don't even seem real
to
me.
Gosh, you can open your mouth like a cobra.
That's what yawning's about.
I mean, that was, I saw your little dangly thing from all the way over
That's
here.
That's my uvula.
His jaw detaches. That's all the food that he eats. He's practiced all these years.
He can hear y'all.
I'm sitting right here.
Swallow a whole chicken.
One bite. One of y'all try to yawn and stop.
Well, I can't yawn on command.
Yawn, yeah. You can't yawn on command. I could.
No.
It's fake. I can't do it. Yeah.
I feel like I've fought it for so long. Now my body's like, no, you don't get to. Mm-mm.
I don't believe number 10 is correct. I think that you can stop a yawn once it starts.
If you keep up these boring statistics, I can yawn in a second.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's National Hair Day, and here's to having a great hair day, even if you're having a bad hair day. Let's try to celebrate.
They have days for everything now. I mean, National Hair Day.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You know that 59% of people say they wish they had someone else's hair or are only happy with their hair sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's the guys and the girls, because the guys are looking. I see, you know, all kinds of commercials about balding and stuff like that. The guys hate when they, start to go balding or got that little bitty spot. What's that called in the back? The crown, where your crown goes balding.
Okay, I don't know if that's in the back or not. The crown is like the front of your forehead, isn't it?
Is that it? I don't know.
I think it is.
Well, regardless, that's someone losing their hair, and I can understand the concern with that. Not having it stinks. But if you got it, make the best with what you got.
Yeah, I agree. Now, girls also, they are envying someone else's hair because their hair is, you know, too thin or it's too dry or it's too brittle. It's got split ends or whatever.
At this point, I'm just trying to be thankful there's any left because between postpartum shedding and my son's very tight grip, I am losing hair at an alarming rate.
You still look like you're fine.
Thanks.
Now, quick question, because I feel like you have great hair. Do you like your hair? Are you satisfied with your hair? Now, I'm not talking about on your legs. I'm talking about...
If the hair on my head would grow as fast as the hair on my legs, I'd be set.
Yeah. Do you like your hair, though?
I'm just trying to be thankful for what I have for real.
But no, honestly, like during high school, stuff like that, did you like your hair?
Well, no, I was a typical high schooler. If it was kind of curly one day, I was straightening it with a actual clothes iron. If it was straight one day, I was curling it the next. I mean, it just... I don't think in high school you're happy with anything.
That's true.
Would you put your hair up on the ironing board?
Literally, before flat iron. Gather around, kids. Before flat irons existed, that is how you flattened your hair. You would literally put it on the ironing board.
Wow.
Get your clothes ironed and iron it out.
That's pretty clever, actually.
Thank
as long
you.
As you didn't turn it up too high.
Yeah, well, there are a few burns. Nice little on the forehead.
Spray a little starch there.
Stand up and stick it straight up.
That's pretty funny. Women spend an average of anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes on their hair. I guess fixing it, washing it, going through all the rituals of doing that. Now, a teenager spends 2 hours and 31 minutes on their hair.
Teenage years are definitely years where you're filled with unhappiness about how you look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the hair thing is super important to guys and girls as teenagers.
I had a mullet.
Okay, I won't even ask you the question.
And the rat tail. My mom did hair.
Yeah.
But I asked her all of my like elementary, middle school pictures, my hair was always messed up.
Yeah.
But so I just took it upon myself to take care of my own hair. So that's where the mullet and the rat tail came in.
She said, I don't want to bring my work home. Your hair is your own problem.
All right. 77% of people prefer shampoos and conditioners customized for their particular hair care needs. Yeah. Because they've got so many to choose from, it's kind of like the popcorn at the grocery store. Because there are all kinds of shampoos for thin hair, for dry hair, for oily hair.
And you know what's crazy is I was spending like $100 in shampoo and conditioner, and I finally was like, this is not doing anything. Switched to cheap stuff, L'Oreal and Pantene, all that. My hair looks better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's because that stuff's a scam. all those special ingredients and this and that. You just find, it's soap. You find one that works for your hair and you use it.
Okay, this comes from a guy that's used like Suave and some of the generic.
No, Suave smells good, don't it?
I'm waiting for it to go on sale right now.
Strawberry Kiwi. 88% of people say scent plays a factor in purchasing the shampoos and conditioners that they do use.
Scent plays a factor in anything I buy. If I'm buying spray deodorant, I'm spraying it on my hand before I buy it. Same with shampoo. I'll grab that bottle, open it, and you barely squeeze it because you'll squeeze the shampoo up your nose. But you just barely got to just a little whiff of how it smells.
Just waft it.
Are you doing that at the grocery store?
At the grocery, in the aisle, yes, sir. And I feel funny when employees walk around.
Security, we need somebody in the shampoo department. There's got a guy sniffing shampoo.
He's huffing Suave.
22% would prefer to never use a shampoo or conditioner that contains sulfates or parabens.
Don't know, don't care.
Well, 34% have no idea what sulfates or parabens are. I don't. I mean, you hear it all the time, like in the commercials and stuff. Has no parabens. Yeah. What is a paraben?
I think it's some kind of wax.
I mean, there's more chemicals in our food. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about my shampoo.
I know, right? You're not eating it.
No. That's true. And if the wax keeps my flyaways down, pile it in. I don't care.
What?
And sulfates is just a form of soap. I mean, it's just part of the stuff that helps clean the soap, the oil out of your hair.
And I've used soap before because I've gotten in the shower and forgot to get the new bottle of shampoo.
A bar of soap will make your hair very clean.
Dry it out a little bit.
It does.
And for the girls, 30% of the ladies say that they opt to wear a bun on a bad hair day.
You know what's sad, though, is with the shedding right now, it's like right at my temple area. So when I do try and pull it back in a bun, I look like that principal from Matilda. It's not cute.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, none of you get that. But
yours turns into a man bun.
Like a sumo wrestler back there? Okay.
Yes.
You know what?
I feel really good about myself.
To make it look better, all you need to do is make it look like a Cinnabon, and that would be, you know. That
sounds delicious.
Yeah, the guys would be going, oh, what is that? And use cinnamon shampoo to enhance it.
There you go. Icing on there.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, ever since COVID, people are trying to change what the workplace looks like.
Yeah.
And we had a pretty good idea of what the workplace was supposed to look like for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You came in, you dressed to a reasonable measure of, I guess, professionalism.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you had to come in and wear a suit every day at most jobs. There probably are some where you did. But you knew that was part of what you got in order to receive that paycheck. Now, they are coming up with some of the craziest stuff. I guess from people having worked at home, they start to think they should be able to come into work the same way they worked at home. And there's a new work trend. Fortune magazine did a story on this where some places are banning shoes at work. Now, this is most often startups. And if you're not familiar with a startup is, it's a company that is just getting off the ground and they are trying to hopefully make themselves good enough at something that some other company will come and buy them and then they get a huge payday.
I ain't going to work here, then.
I don't think I want to work around people who aren't wearing shoes.
Unless it's on the beach.
You know me, I wear my shoes from the time I get up after my shower until I go to bed at night.
I've napped with them on before. I mean, if I've got something to do later in the day, right. I don't take my shoes off until I'm completely done with what I have.
I've tried napping with mine on before, but they get stuck to the sheets at the bottom and underneath the
sheets. I lay on top of the comforter.
Yeah. And I know that's weird because a lot of people that's the first thing you do when they get home, take their shoes off. Tom takes his off.
We don't wear our shoes inside. Mm-hmm. It keeps the carpets cleaner, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're tracking in, you know, the bathroom here at work into your house.
And like, now, if they gave you the option to wear shoes or not wear shoes, but if it's mandatory to take your shoes off to work.
Yeah, some of these are banning shoes.
Wow.
And they say it's not to avoid vacuuming. The idea is it makes the office feel more relaxed and collaborative and makes people less anxious. Tech companies have apparently been doing this for some time.
Nothing makes me more anxious than seeing dogs barking. Those dogs are barking.
Oh, you're talking about people's feet.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to be sitting there and watching you wiggle your toes.
Yeah.
No. Spider on top.
Uh-huh. Ew.
Stink. A little stench.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I'll never forget this. It was like one of those church. It was like a night where you spend the night in the church. All the kids.
Oh, a lock-in.
Lock-in, yes. played this game where everybody had to throw their shoes in the middle of the room. So all these teenagers, I mean 140 of them, throwing shoes in the room. And then the first person to find their pair of shoes won something. I don't know what, Bible or something like that. But the stench and the smell was so horrendous.
Plus, you digging through other people's shoes.
Yeah. It was. I don't know who came up with that game, but that was not a good one.
Someone did this as a joke at one of those Japanese restaurants where you sit on your knees and they cook in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone took all the shoes outside the booth and scrambled them so that everyone had to figure out whose shoes were whose.
Yeah.
That, I thought, was pretty bad. I can't imagine. You said there was 140 kids.
Teenagers.
That's over 200 and something shoes.
That sounds like whoever was supposed to watch them just didn't want to do their job, and they were like, this will entertain them for a while.
No,
find your shoes in the pile.
Yeah, it was a counselor was involved.
I would be like, where's the gloves? Because I ain't doing this without gloves.
Yeah.
As a teen, they don't care.
You know what, though? Teens, too, and I mean, no ill will, but I've seen this having kids now in this age. Something about their shoes, they stink worse than normal. Yeah. There's something with hormones or something going on, and their shoes are just... I had to ride to Spartanburg with my son the other day, and I almost made him put his feet out the car.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a friend come over, and Cato, you know this friend. This is many years ago. He had a teenager. And I got, like, a real fancy rug that I paid, like, you know, a few thousand dollars
for. Holy cow!
It's like those Oriental, you know, the ones that you hand down from generation to generation.
Wow.
His son took his shoes off, and he was rubbing his nasty, stinky, smelly. So I could smell him sitting on the couch. He was about 10 feet away, and I said, tell him to put his shoes back on because I don't want that in this rug.
My sister dated a guy in high school that my mom is a strict shoes off the second you get inside. He was the only person in the history of her house who was told to keep his shoes on. His feet stunk so bad you could be upstairs and smell them when he was downstairs.
I will say, have you ever seen how they make those rugs, Hawk?
No.
Those people probably had their stinky feet on them too. Before you got it.
Well, okay, but I'm just thinking.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying it's you don't have any idea what those rugs went through before they got to you. Then they tell you, oh, don't clean this. Don't use like a cleaner on it.
Well, they're the
those fancy ones.
But, you know, going back, I mean, going to work and thinking about, you know, Rex or Jed or Bob or whoever in the cubicle beside you with no shoes on over there just rubbing his toes, like you said, in the carpet there, just, you know, scrunching them up and stuff. You think about this. You know what? When you go to work today, look at your coworkers and think, what if all those were barefoot? Now, some of them you're going to be going, I'm okay with that person being barefoot. But the other one, you're going, oh.
I'll be honest. I'm going to play that shoe game where we throw all our shoes in a pile.
Yeah.
Can we all play
that? There's only four of us, Cato. No.
Well, who's going to win?
It's very long.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, a study by Michigan State University say talking to yourself is a healthy thing to do, but only when it's done inside your head. And 3 out of 4 voices inside my head agree to this study.
I can't say out loud.
Yeah, you're not supposed to acknowledge that either, Hog.
No, really?
Not to anyone else.
I got Thelma. I got Cecil B. I got Mumble Man. I got me. We have all kinds of conversations in there.
You're never bored.
But listen up. Sometimes you just need a good pep talk to regain your composure. And it turns out you can give it to yourself, apparently. Talking to yourself in the third person during times of stress can help control your emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mean like, keep it together, Tori? You got this.
Yeah. Calm down.
So I definitely do that.
How old are you? What were you thinking? Come on.
See, I've done that. If I stayed out too late on a work night, I'll wake up feeling like crap, and I'm like, Cato, why do you do this?
You know, I think there's a reason for it. From what I've heard and read, we basically have two sides to our brain, and they can function a little bit autonomously from each other. So I think it's one side of your brain talking to the other side of your brain.
Yeah, for you, it's Anthony versus Cato.
Well, that's just the angel and the devil on your shoulder, you know, you see in those cartoons.
Angel.
That's just the devil and the devil on your shoulder.
Well, I need that angel.
Okay, so the research says referring to yourself in third person leads people to think about themselves more similar to how they think about others, and you can see evidence of this in your brain, apparently. It helps people gain a tiny bit of psychological distance from their experience, which can often be useful for regulating emotions. So it's kind of like what Tom said, because you're outside the experience of what just happened or whatever when you're talking to yourself. Oh, I can't believe I did that.
Oh, like that wasn't me. That was Patricia. That kind of thing.
That's how you end up in an insane asylum. Is you start blaming Patricia for stuff.
Honestly, that jacket's not that ugly. And a padded room and a little quiet sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
See, my friends, they already say there's two of me only because Cato is the party one, but Anthony's the one that wants to stay home and not go out.
Right.
Yeah. So they'll call and say, hey, you want to go out? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Let me talk to Cato. I don't want to talk to Anthony.
Okay. Or you think about like you're going to buy something and you're like, you know what? I'd love to get that purse right now. You don't need that purse. We don't have the money to buy that purse.
I don't have these conversations. Like I have a talk with myself like, all right, Tom, you can do this. Or all right, Bob, we've got this. But I don't ever say like, there's not another personality or person that I'm talking
to. There's not one here either, Tom.
You're making him sound weird right now.
I mean, all of you sounded a little odd to me.
Well, this is proven research here.
So but there's differences in how you, like I said, I say, all right, Tom, we got this. That's a plural sounding thing. But I don't go, hey, you know, my first name is Paul. I don't go, hey, Paul. What do you mean, Tom? Oh, I don't know, Paul. Let's do it. That's to me is pretty freaky.
So you don't have like the Beyonce thing where there's Beyonce and then there's Sasha Fierce.
I don't have a whatever that is, a Sasha Fierce.
Everybody has like a different version of them, right?
No.
Oh, for sure. That is weird. No. Yeah, Cato / Anthony. How weird.
I'll take it.
But I mean, you can.
You will.
But you know, you do. Okay. But you do think about, like pep talks, for example, like, you know, you got a big speech coming up or something. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. It's like, you know what? I can do this. But, I mean, you're not verbally saying it out loud, I don't think. A lot of times it's like silent talk in your brain as well. It's self-talk inside your brain.
It's like that, was it the book, though? I think I can. With the train?
Oh, a little
engine. Yeah, but if the voice is saying, no, you can't, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do the same thing you do. Victoria is my like birth name, my legal name, and she's professional. She's got it together. And then there's me, and Victoria almost never comes out.
Yeah, and if you see somebody, you know, in a bathroom, like maybe in a public restroom at work or something, and they're like about to give out this big, I don't know, some kind of, what's it called when you have like a thing? When
you're Epiphany.
You're at work and you got to give a
speech.
Presentation.
Yeah, presentation. And it's like they're in the mirror going, all right, we can do this. We can do that. And then you walk in while they're doing it in the bathroom and they're like, all of a sudden they shut up. It's kind of like when you're at the red light and you're singing, you know, to high heaven and you got your windows rolled down, the car pulls up beside you and you just stop all of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the encore.
Yeah.
By the way, Marshall Pickens is on line 4.
They're calling for 6 people.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I want to thank Cato for sharing this story with me because it is quite interesting, and I want to get y'all's opinion on it.
I read it in Bride magazine.
Okay.
Those are big.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Cato was the only one that read them, but apparently not.
Oh, sorry.
But this is a story of a wedding that went, well, maybe not wrong, but it certainly went long. So this lady is on the internet. She's asking the question of whether she is the person in the wrong or not. She was a guest at a wedding, and they started at noon, and it went as late as 8 p.m., and they had still not been served any serious food. There were some canapés, which I had to look that up.
What is that?
Are little hors d'oeuvres or little appetizers that are little slices of super small bread with one thing on top, like a pepperoni or maybe a little bit of some kind of a vegetable paste and some ground beef or something that makes them have a savory taste, but they are certainly not enough to satisfy someone's hunger.
So like a Lunchable.
I don't even know if I would go that far with it.
It's a Ritz cracker with a piece of bologna. That's a southern version.
So she says the canapés disappeared instantly. And so they decided to take matters into their own hands. She and a friend ordered a pizza.
Okay.
So the pizza was delivered discreetly. They stepped outside of the wedding to eat it. They ate several slices, had some left over, so they shared those with other guests. The bride found out about this and was infuriated, said it was tacky. Ooh. And if they had just waited 30 more minutes, the food would have been served. So the bride was expecting them to wait 8.5 hours before they ever got any food. They said they took photos, they did drinks, they did more photos, no food in sight. So when it got to 8 p.m., they were struggling on account of not having eaten since breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so they got hangry and ordered the food.
Yeah.
They had thought that the canapés would be more than they were, and they thought they would be more like a lunch, but that wasn't the case. And all the guests were complaining about the lack of food. So they had the pizza delivered sneakily to the revenue. They stepped outside to eat it, shared some with the other people, and then the bride said that the food would have been there in the next 30 minutes, and it was tacky. They didn't wait.
And what did we learn? Don't share food. Had they just stepped out and eaten it discreetly not told anyone, they would have gotten away with it.
Okay, that is one take.
If it weren't for those meddling kids.
There's hungry kids.
Yeah.
I would have left.
I wouldn't have made it to 8 hours, food or no food. 8 hours for a wedding is insane.
I agree, yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm having trouble after the 2 hour mark. Maybe 3. I don't see me making it 4 hours in a wedding.
It's counting the reception, though, right?
I wouldn't necessarily. If it was going to, once they serve food, you can stay as long as you want. Food and drinks, now it's a party, we're having fun.
Wedding over an hour, though, is too much.
Well, you know, Catholic weddings, they do the mass.
Yeah.
And what I don't get, and I know why, but the bride and groom and the party, the wedding party, after the wedding, they've gone for like an hour and a half.
They're
taking
eating
pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
They're probably eating something while they're waiting.
Pictures while the guests are waiting.
Waiting, doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Give us board games or something.
It's like you got to wait for the bride and groom to get there to serve the food. I think you should start serving your guests immediately.
Normally you do drinks and at least hors d'oeuvres while they're doing photos. And then when they come back, everyone gets a full meal.
Not everybody.
How about them? They do photos after we're going home.
I kind of agree.
Because we're tired at that point.
Or just get ready and do the photos the day before.
No, just do them before the wedding. Do all the... Well, you can't see the bride, though.
Yeah. I mean, does that really... Does that really matter?
Yeah,
you see the bride?
Yeah, because it's
here's my take, and I think this is what we did. I could be wrong, but feed the people while you're taking the photos.
Yeah.
Go ahead and set them down at a table so that they have something to do while you're taking the photos, and they're not going to be mad then.
Yeah, and then after you're done eating and the bridal and the groom party come in and do their thing, their big entrance, let them sit at that big front table and all of them eat, and we'll just watch them eat while they're sitting there.
Much time they don't even eat.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah. But it's like, it is weird when someone's watching you eat.
Well, someone commented, I always bring my beverage of choice to parties and weddings because I figure that they don't know what I like to drink, so I will bring it with me. Now, yeah. That's not going to solve the food problem, but it will make you less hangry.
I always keep a protein bar in my purse. No, everywhere case, I go. Yeah, you never know when you need an emergency food.
Yeah. It's like you pass out at TJ Maxx and someone's hovered over you and like, just get the emergency protein bar in my purse.
That's my EpiPen.
Someone else commented, What on earth did they do for 8 hours and still not eat? Even a full mass shouldn't have gone past 2 p.m. So did they open each and every wedding gift individually or what?
And that's what I was wondering. Did the wedding actually start at noon, or did people start arriving at noon? The wedding, what, until 2, and then it went to 8?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
I'll be honest.
I just saw it.
I'm okay with ordering a pizza if it's going to be taking that long. Matter of fact, you know what? If the preacher goes long Sunday, you know what? You got the Domino's pizza guy at the back door at the church. Anybody order 4 pizzas? Yeah, it's this row right here.
That's my communion. I'm sorry. Our church has a thing on the back wall where it shows a countdown, and when he gets past the end of the service, it turns red, and it starts counting the other direction, and I'll get staring at that thing. I'll be looking at him. I'll look back there. I'm like, it turned red, bro. It's time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
They just give him a time. I just don't.
Maybe they could have a guy just saying, peanuts, popcorn, through the service.
Communion bread.
Yeah.
There's a comedian. Her whole thing is like, once the preacher starts going over, she says the choir starts singing and they're like, Chili's baby
back rib. That would be good if they did like the Oscars. They just started playing music when the service gets long.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know, make fun of old people sitting around on their porch talking about the weather. I want to just talk about the men in this survey they had about men and the weather. So 2 out of 5 men check the weather forecast before they get dressed in the morning, and 1 out of 6 keep checking the forecast throughout the day.
I am not a typical man then.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do not care that much about the weather.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, we have a mutual friend that lives in Nashville that is all about the weather.
Well, he's like a meteorologist, kind of. He's a meteorologist wannabe.
Yeah.
He's always wanted to be a weather guy.
He's like a weather guy.
No, well, I was going to say a meter reader, and I don't know why.
So I think I'm just not old enough yet because I saw my dad do this.
Yeah.
My dad bought one of those weather stations, put it in his backyard, had the little wind thing that blows around.
Yeah.
He was into the weather. Now, he's kind of gotten too old to do that anymore. But I'm not old enough yet to want a weather station, although they're starting to look a little bit cool to me.
I don't do it for that reason. I do it because it's based on what I'm going to wear for the day. Because I'll turn on Channel 4 as I'm getting dressed just to hear the weather.
Yeah.
So I know whether I'm going to throw up my stocking hat or I'm going to grab my umbrella.
Or I'll check my app.
If I've got to go out in the afternoons to do something, I will look to see if it's going to rain.
John is my meteorologist. He has those little aviation apps, and so I will get him to track it, and he'll be like, there's a storm coming in 30 minutes. Stay home.
But I mean, he flies a plane, so weather's important to him.
Uh-huh, and that I trust him more than the professionals when it comes to that.
And I'll be honest, no one can predict the weather, because how many days did they say it's going to rain, and I was so excited to do nothing and stay in the house, and the sun coming in my eyes.
It's in that song, you can't predict the weather.
Well, yeah.
Quite frankly, it would be more fun just to watch him do a magic eight ball.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
All right, let's check what the weather's going to be the next couple of days.
Is it going to rain?
Yeah, shake that eight ball.
Ask again.
I am for real.
Okay, so as far as checking the weather, don't even know why a lot of people or a lot of men do it, because get this, 75% of men say that even if there's a 100% chance of rain, they still won't grab an umbrella and take it out the door. They won't use an umbrella. Is it because it's not macho to use an umbrella? Why are we not? I use an umbrella. I've got one in my car. I got an emergency umbrella underneath my seat. It's one of those little pop-up ones.
I think for a lot of men, the realization that it's still you're going to get wet. I mean, the umbrella only helps in a certain range of rain. If it's too rainy, you're still going to get soaked. If it's not rainy at all, you didn't need it.
Yep.
And so there's just like a little bit of advantage to the umbrella.
Well, you got to take short steps. It's because, you know, if you take the big long strides when you got the umbrella, your feet get wet and that rain gets on them. You just got to take little tiny steps.
How little is your umbrella?
Yeah, but the raincoats aren't great either because they're either too shallow at the head and my face gets wet, or they're too long and I can't see my peripherals.
Yeah, and they get hot. Too.
Like
if you walk around, because it was raining the other night, and I took a walk around the neighborhood, just to get a little exercise.
See, if you looked at the weather before you left, you didn't know it was going to rain.
I did. That's why I had my...
You did.
Yeah. Get this. 84% of lightning strike victims are...
Men.
Men. Yeah.
I'm going to say men.
You're right, Tom. Why aren't the girls getting struck with lightning?
Because they don't go out in it.
Yeah, if it's lightning, I'm an indoor girl.
Okay, but you got all that jewelry on you and stuff, so you'd think that you would get struck by lightning more so than a guy.
The answer is very simple. Men are risk takers. They are more willing to take that risk.
Yeah, y'all are hard-headed. When we say it's literally lightning, you say, oh, what are the chances? And then you walk out and you get zapped.
Yeah, how many videos you see of guys out golfing during a lightning storm?
Yep.
Holding the metal rod.
That's true.
Holding the metal rod.
Now, this is where it gets really serious. 35% of married men say they won't adjust the thermostat without checking with their spouse first.
Wow. It's the other way around at our house. My wife asked me permission, and I don't even tell her to do that.
Same at my house, and I get so annoyed. I'm like, I'm going to bump it, and he'll cut me a look, and I'm like, never mind. I don't know why he's got me so trained with the thermostat.
You going to bump it?
I'm going to bump it. But then I'm like, I'm not. He's looking at me.
Yeah.
My wife will say, what's the thermostat set at? Is it right? I'm like, it's set exactly where it's set every day. It hasn't changed.
What I've learned is I have to make it seem like it's his idea. I'll be like, it's a little chilly in here. And he's like, you think so? I'm like, don't you think? And then before you know it, he'll bump it. And I'm like,
Back when I was young, my mom and dad, they would have like... these little wars because mom would bump it as well, if that's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And dad's like, you know, who changed the thermostat? And she goes, I think one of the kids did that. She'd throw us under the bus.
I'm going to start doing that with Michael. Yeah. I think he did it.
They couldn't even reach it yet.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.